pas vrai.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, February 4th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the forthcoming council and parliamentary elections.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19. The Ministry of Health reports that 5 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 158 tested positive for COVID-19. Nearly 5,400 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since the pandemic started worldwide.
The ministry also reports that over 4.3 million Zimbabweans have so far received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 3.3 million their second dose.
Tonight, we are also focusing on the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections in Zimbabwe set for March 26th this year, which is next month.
Most council and parliamentary seats fell vacant when Douglas Monzora's MTC recalled those who were linked to the MTC alliance then led by Nelson Chamisa.
And in sports, it's Senegal versus Egypt in the Africa Cup of Nations finals in Cameroon this weekend. So we'll be asking you, our followers and listeners, to also predict who you think will take the cup this year.
Yeah, unjalo ke marvelous. Kanti ke lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu nge-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi-5 ababulewe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 izolo. Wathi ke bayi 158 bahlolwe batholakala begciwane leli. Ye nxa kukhangelwa ke abantu baphephe izolo bafika 358. Kuze kuthi ke nxa behlolisisa konke sokwenzakala selokho kwaqhamuka umkhuhlane lo. Sokulabantu 5,357 asababulawa COVID-19. Lokho kuphakathi kwenani labantu abayi 230,000 asababanjwa vele COVID-19. Waphepha ke abedlula 220,000. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi kulabantu abayedlula abafika phose 4.3 million asabahlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Bese kusithi ke abafika 3.3 million sebahlatshwa ijekiseni yesibili. So abantu abale COVID-19 khona manje kwele Zimbabwe bayi 4,458. Yes, jike singene kokunye njalo esikukhangela namhlanje, sikhangela ukhetho lwama-by-elections azayenziwa. Siyakwazi ukuthi kumele enziwe ngombimbitho lo nyaka. So kukhanya ke kunenge singakhuluma ngakho, sikhuluma labanye abantu abazancintisa ukhetho lolu, labanye ke abatshiyeneyo marvelous. So kunenge okumele sikuhlafune lapho. So ke nxa sokubuya ke okunye inguqu, siyakhumbula ukuthi kule Africa Cup of Nations eyenzakala khona ngale kule Cameroon. So ke sibonile izolo Egypt ishaya iCameroon 3-1 kuma penalties. So kutsho ukuthi ke Egypt izangena ke ku final le Senegal. Siyazi Senegal phela ilabo sade umanelwa umfana unzima. So sizabona ukuthi kuyahamba njani. So ke kunjalo ke nxa siya phambili marvelous asiqhubeke.
Ayiwathi nokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nasi nemusi yechishanu February 4. Nasi tiri kutarisa zvakawanda, tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda munyaya yemabai elections kuti ndevapi vachange vachikwikwidza kunge vari mukanzuru. Uyeje vari vadare muparamenti. Tange zvakare tichitarisa nyaya yenhabvu tichiona isu kuti pari zvino pasara ipo Egypt neCameroon kuti ndiani achatora mukombe weAfrica Cup of Nations. Tichange tiri kukurukura zvakare tichidzokera kunyaya yeCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu five vakawanikwa ivo vachifa kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 nezuro. Uyezve vanhu 158 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri nezuro. Kubva denda iri ratanga pane vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri vanosvika ivo 5,400. Tinotarisa zvakare kuti pari zvino tinoona kuti pane vanhu vabayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 vanodaudzira 4 miriyoni nekukwira. Uyezve nyika inofanira kubaya vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 miriyoni kuwanikwa kuti denda iri iwanikwe nyika ichisvika pavanoti ivo herd immunity. Asi nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa zvese izvozvi uyezve tichitarisa kuti ivo vari kukwikwidza mumabyelections vari kuti chii chavachange vari kupa kune veruzhinji vemunyika.
Yes, marvelous. Let's start with Harare where there are so many of these kind of by-elections.
I'm the candidate here, at the central constituent for Member of Parliament under the MPC Alliance.
Taona isu vano rest marara vanga vari kuti vakamirira bato re MDC Alliance tikazoona zve vanga vakamirira bato re Zanu PF vachitaurawo kuti ivo vanofungidzira kuti vachahwina vanga vari kuti vari ku imomo muHarare vachitaurawo zvakare kuti nguva yapfuura MDC ndo yanga yakabata nzvimbo zhinji muHarare imomo uyezve ivo vari kufungidzira kuti panguva inoyi ivo seZanu PF vanogona kukunda sezvo vari kuti ivo vane zvizhinji zvavachange vari kupakurira vanhu vemunzvimbo dzavari kukwikwidza.
Yes, lobaba ke umhlanga uAlbert Mhlanga ke ukona ngale ePhumula why kuibambile iconstituency leyi sefisa ukuthi abuyele futhi njalo eMDC Alliance. So umhlanga ke uthi ungumuntu wasebenza labaSwagrai labo Gibson Swanda labantu abaningi kakhulu, so uyafisa ukuthi abantu bembisele esikhundleni.
My name is Albert Mhlanga. I've been nominated to represent Phumula under the banner of MDC Alliance, which is a pact of about 7 parties aligned to form the alliance. My political history starts when I was a councillor at Ward 16, Gwawalanda, which I did about 2 terms as a councillor, and I'm proud I did it very well. And after 2 terms being a councillor, I had a chance to be a deputy mayor of this city of Bulawayo under the leadership of Ubaba Undabeni Ncube. And according to the people of Bulawayo, that was the best council they ever had. They wish we could repeat the work they've actually, the task they've actually given to us. I proceeded then to Parliament of Zimbabwe, where I also shined. Those who knew in Parliament, knew me in Parliament, they knew who they represented. They've got a true representation. I did my representative role, all the issues, all the problems concerning Pumula, I was taking them to Parliament. And in Parliament, I did exercise my overall role of monitoring ministers, ministries, which that role every member of Parliament is supposed to be having. I was in the Committee of Transport, Committee of Health, a number of committees, which I'm also not new. There will be no need for training people like us. It will be just going as work as usual. I therefore beg and urge you people of Pumula and Greater Bulawayo to vote me to Parliament of Zimbabwe. Aluta continua. Imela edalele Pumula eParliament yeZimbabwe. Lapho enginominethwe khona ukuba ngiye contesta mhlaka 26 under the MDC Alliance banner. Politically, mina ngu People's Democratic Party, AUA ingxenye ye movement, a movement for Democratic Change Alliance. Yikho ke bangikhethile ukuthi ngifile leyo game. Ipolitiki zami aziqalisanga namhlanje, ziqalise ngimukhansila egobala ngatshaya amathemu amabili. Ngaphinda njalo enyithemu ngayitshaya sengu-deputy mayor wedorobho leli lakoBulawayo. Ngingumsekeli kababa uNdabeni Ncube. Ngisuka lapho ngangena ephalamende, lakho phose ngatshaya amathemu amabili ephalamende kangimutsha. Yikho-ke ngiyalincusa zakhamizi zePumula bantu bakoBulawayo ukuba lingibisele ePhalamende ngiyeqedisa umsebenzi esawuqalisayo lakubaba uMogeni Tswangirai. Bekuyingqondo enhle sibili ukukhumbula umuntu wezwa uTswangirai ukuthi siforme i-alliance, ngoba nxa kungela alliance akula umuntu oyedwa ongakhipha izano lapho, ngoba sesibonile ukuthi kuyahlupha ukungazwanani kwenza izano iqhubeke ibuze. Yikho-ke ngiyalincusa kakhulu zakhamizi zakoBulawayo, Pumula omuhle, ingichase.
Yeah, marvelous. That is the aspiring member of Parliament for Pumula. He is Mr. Albert Mhlanga. He was once in that position, so he still wants to get back in that position, or let me say in that seat, as the member of Parliament for that area. So he's one guy who has worked with so many politicians, you know, in the past. He used to work with Tswangirai, he worked with Gibson Osmanda, and then he worked with Welshman Ncube and many, many other politicians. So he says he's begging people to vote for him. He says there's a lot that he can do for people in Pumula. And in most cases, when some people are elected, he says they go to Parliament and become sitting ducks. You know, they don't do anything there. So he says he doesn't fear anyone. You always say what he wants, and that's him. That's Mr. Albert Mhlanga.
I want to thank the chickens who have been with us, Albert Mhlanga. Vanoti vachange vakamirira Pumula kuti vawanikwe vachisarudzwa ikoko. Vari kutiwo vakamboshanda zvakare mukanzuru yeBulawayo, vachitiwo vanga vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wameya wemuguta iroro. Vakati hanzi ivo basa ravakaita, vazhinji vanovataurira kuti panguva apo vanga varipo pabasa ipapo ndiwo kanzuru yakashanda zvikurusa munzvimbo iyoyo yeBulawayo. Saka vari kuti havasi kutya kuti vanodyiwa nevamwe vanhu, asi vachange vakamirira MDC Alliance vachitsvaga rutsigiro rwekuti vadzoke zvakare muParamende.
Yes, we have got another person that is contesting the same seat, and that is Mr. Richard Ncube. He'll be under ZAPU. You still remember, there's a big party called ZAPU, right? It used to be big, and maybe it's too big, I'm not sure. So let's hear what he's saying about his party. And he's also, like many Zapu supporters, talking a lot about devolution of power. Yes, marvelous. That is Mr. Richard Ncube. He's the aspiring member of parliament for Pumula. You know, that's where Mr. Albert Mhlanga is. And there are also some other contestants in that particular place. So he's talking about devolution. He's talking about people working together all the time. And he says, you know, as ZAPU, they are going to make sure that power is in the people and not power in politicians, you know?
Apo tanga tirikunzwa kubva kubato reZAPU riri kutiwo iro richawanikwawo richikwikwidza munzvimbo yePumula uyezve vari kutivo kana vapindawo pachigaro vachaona kuti masimba anoenda kuvanhu kwete kubato.
Yes, we also have Mr. Fungai Chikosi, he will be contesting in Harare. He will tell us exactly what he's going to be doing there. So let's go straight to him. And he is also here with Mr. Mavuso Chabalala, who is campaigning for ZAPU. So there we go.
Contestor for Kabuzuma constituency. And Dagamilated Abatoredu, not the MTC Alliance. No abatu will be changed. Looking at this one is Japan. And the Atinaganam Funzo, who did know in a who in it's beyond question, shall we?
Zvamuno tarisira kuzvira vanhu muchinge makundi
kana ndichinge ndapinda kukambuzuma tine maissues akati uwo atiri kutarisana nawo muconstituency medu anosanganisira maroads edu anosanganisira coordination yedu kuona kuti mayouth vari kusupportwa zvakanaka here madzimai nevanenge vati kurei saka tichange tichitarisa nyaya dzakaita saidzodzo ndichidzifambisawo zvakare mubato redu reparamende uye ndichidzokerawo kuconstituency ndichinotaura nevanhu ndichinzwa zvido zvavo tozokera zvakare kuma councillors edu tichigadzirisa ma issues anenge achida kunga achigadzirwa the council. I am here standing for MDC Alliance. As we all know, MDC Alliance is one of the biggest opposition parties in Zimbabwe, and today I have submitted my candidature for Kambuzuma constituency, where I'll be contesting for the House of Assembly. To the people of Kambuzuma, I ensure them a people-driven participation in the House of Parliament. What has happened before is that our parliamentarians have not fully consulted with the people in terms of the issues that need to be put in the House of Assembly. I promise to be consulting the people. It does not matter whether you are going to vote for me in this particular election or not. I will still come back to you, represent you, and make sure that your wishes and desires are heard in the Parliament of Zimbabwe.
But he sends the Jalu Mamapun Loku, Unganisuska Damakanda, but I as one in the plan in that. But for my into Zimbabwe, African People's Union is Apu. Ngalelo langa mhlaka 17 December bathe befomi zapho bafunga bathi into le amafuna ajayele ukubhana into le ayisoze yafayafa ayisoze yenza njani ayisoze yafayafa izapho ingangena phansi evumbuluka laphana unobu liyalwazi nqalo lapha esihlahleni silihlaza luba lihlaza lehlele emahlambini yasintshikhala libe semoteni emhlophe litshintshikhala kodwa ikhala into leyana yini lulwabu yizaphu leyo yangena kwi-unity accord yaphuma yajeni kuthiwa ngubani ukhamisa iyaphuma ilokhu iyizaphu bantu bakithi yafungelwa abadala bathi amabhuni lawa nxa behlangene bona bangabhali izinto bavumelane basayinelana phansi bayenza ama-affidavit badinge manje thina singabantu abamnyama sizasayina ngayo bathi hayi khona kulula loku babebethi hayi thina silayo ethu i-affidavit i-African attire bagebha igodi bakhafulela bagqibela ngendlololwane bafunga ijoyi elamakhalakoni bathi zinyamazana isoze yafayafa ngalelo langa mhlaka 17 December 1961 yikho lapha leli lizwe lathola khona ibizwe elithi Zimbabwe. Before that yayingekho iZimbabwe. IZimbabwe yafonywa ibizo layo mhlaka 17 December 1961 okungamapolisa lingakuzwa kungani kuyalisayinela limtshela ukuthi siyakhipha izethu wethu ngowethu ilongithu athi abanye laba bazopanduka ngemuva besenza into yabo ye-tribalism kodwa ke leli lizwe leli nezilongi ezizaphu ingenzanga lokho kumele ikwenze isifungo lesiyana hayi ijoy mama bantu bakithi isikhathi siyavuma isikhathi yiso lesi bonile benzile umbuso omubi for the past 41 years osekumele kwenzakale ukuthi thina siyizaphu singene sitshengise ukuthi hayi umbuso ubanjwa ngayo nale ndlela eyiyo sisenza sisiya phambili kanye kanye siya phambili kanye kanye
ye mavras lase mavuso chabalala is campaign was up there, so he's saying, you know, Zapu was formed long back, and there was a promise that it should fight for the liberation of the country, and it did exactly that. But after independence, things went haywire, according to him and the party. So he says time has come for people to vote for Zapu. So then we heard from Chikosi saying, you know what, vote for MDC Alliance in order to have prosperity. So you see, there are so many of these kind of views all over the show, right?
And I saw that he's also wearing yellow. Is that the Zapu color?
Yeah, that's the Zapu color. They started doing that maybe 3-4 years ago.
So there's likely to be, you know, confusion, I think, in the ballot box. But apo tanga chiri kunzwa kubva kune vari kutsigira MDC, vari kutsigira CCC, the MDC Alliance, and vari kutsigira
MDC Alliance, yes.
MDC Alliance, kuHarare, vari kutsigira ikoko, vari kufunga kuti vachahwina. Uyezve tikanzwa kubva kune vari kutsigira Zapu, vachitaurawo maonero avo kuti vari kufunga ivo kuti vachakunda. Sezvo vakatanga basa iri pachiri nenguva kudhara-dhara zvekuti vari kuona kunge munzvimbo yavari kuwanikwa vachikwikwidza zvichabuda zvakanaka.
And we also have a ZAPU activist, and that is Mr. Makrawe Spanda. He's in Bulawayo. He says, no way, no party can win as long as ZANU is there. Just forget about it.
Ebe kwa singa elwela ulelu bulawa. Nga wakutu ungenile engu MP. Kunga wakutu ungenile engu MP. Ungenile na ungumbe ngumuntu wekezi. Ungumbe ngumuntu welupane. Ungumbe ngumuntu wezarapano. Utolu kutu muntu sesevenze la gibo. Lapa asevenze la kwa. Afila kwa. Kuzi kutu muntu nga engu wako bulawa. Elwele ubulawa. Elwele lapo akona angenile kwa. Enga alwele kwezi nitu. Lapo akona angenile kwa. Enga alwele kwezi nitu.
Right, so that is Mr. Makrawe Spanda. He belongs to ZANU-PF. And he's saying, you know, ZANU-PF is going to sweep, you know, in this by-election. So he's very confident. He says it's because of the new dispensation. So they are going to do their best. There's a lot that he says ZANU-PF is actually doing for the people. And so it will continue doing that and is attracting a lot of attention. Marvelous.
Apo changa chini kuhusu kufa kuna mmoja kigiri wabatori zano pia wachitu ivo sema onero avo wabatori ravo re zano pia vicha kunda mu sarudu jiruku ya zima by elections ni kuti sema onero avo wabatori ivo wabatori ravo re zano pia rupita shaka wanda cha isho uyeshi wabufara naro.
So before we take in our guests, let's have another video from Esnat Kumalo, who was talking to Ezra Chiraspanda about what she can do in Ward 12. You know, she represents the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. So she's very confident that she's going to win, and she says she's the right person to vote for.
Yeah, I'm going to say that I'm going to say that I'm the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. I'm the Republican Party of Zimbabwe.
It's not Kumalo.
We now we was a little more person today. Who we candidate that?
Yeah, candidate.
I was still among our way over the candidate.
Yeah, is Miguel Uguba a candidate from
Uguba? I'm not sure that he was, but it's not to one up the lamp.
All right, Mina, it's not Kumalo, he candidate. Mina, very Tabula Papers in Baku, what I'm always coaching. Ngizomela abantu bakobulawayo ngokuzinikela kwami ukuthi lami ngizinikele
ubulawa lapho mkhulu icandidate yangapho
ye-RPZ
yenithi ungaphi iphela indawo
ngu-Ward 12 injubelo bhengula lapho engimele khona oba yicandidate oba yicouncil So ngizinikele ukwenza leyo nto ukuthi lami ngibe yipart of entweni leyo yokuba yicandidate. Ngikujabulele kakhulu.
Lapho ufuna ukwenza nokumela abantu njani uthini wena?
Ukumela abantu, kulabantu leyo i-white 12, kulabantu abadala kakhulu abangasakwanisi lutho. Izindlu ezinye zivaliwe ngendaba yezikwereti, ezinye zivaliwe ngendaba yamagesi, abasakwanisi lutho, abaselabo omkabo. So ngikunanzelela ukuthi kuyadingakala ukuthi ngingumama ngikhangele lezi zinto ezinjalo. Njalo lezikolo zethu azisalunganga, sezidilikile, lamafloors akhona segugile. So ngazinikela ukuthi nxa ngaba yingxenye yaleli bandla ngimele izakhamuzi zakuvillage 12, lami ngingenza okufunwa ngabantu.
So lapha-ke wena ufuna ukuya ecounciling, kuyini obonani uzafika ukutshintshe kucounsile kobulawa? Kuyini kuyini ababehlulekayo bona abakusecounsile kobulawa?
Kuningi abehlulekayo. Izikolo lokhu zindala, izikolo zilamabhentshi, abantwana balamabhuku, amasuriji agcwele all over, idoti gcwele amaphepha, akuklinwa njengobulawa engimaziyo akudala. So ngizama ukuthi nxa ngangena ngingazama ukuthi lami khonapho engisole khona ngikwenze.
Lona-ke ibandla lakho leli libunjwenini? Lilabantu?
Ya, lilabantu. Mina ngingene kilo ngo-2018, lona libunjwe ngo-2017.
Likhokhelwa mbani?
Ukwanele Hlabangani.
Ukwanele Hlabangani ngu president? Nguye okhona-ke ku-Tandem uhulumende uthane ugalazisa ikoba. So utheni yena nomongameli wakho uthi wena kuyini azasebenza kwazancisa kobulawayo?
Utheni akuningi amamisteki la abonayo kobulawayo. Aso yibulawayo ayaziyo yakudala, siyibulawayo egugileyo engalalutho esiphonguphila nje ngokuthi umuntu uyaphila kodwa kungalalutho olubambekayo.
That is Mrs. Esna Kumalo. She wants to represent Ward 12 in Bulawayo. So she's very, very happy that she's participating in these by-elections. And she's very confident that she may win, you know, that she's going to win, actually. So she's promising to fix certain places, like, you know, she's not happy about roads, the set of roads in the city. She's not happy about the sewer system in the city, the water system, and perhaps the entire articulation system. She's not happy at all, but she says she can fix all that. So we've got Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of the Freedom Alliance, who's going to give us his take on what some of these candidates are saying. Let's start with welcome to the program, Mr. Ncube.
Thank you, Mr. Dube.
Thank you so much. So let's start with what Mrs. Esnath Kumara was saying here. She says, you know, it's possible that she can fix certain problems in the city of Bulawayo. She says almost everything is going the wrong direction. What's your take on that?
Thank you very much. I am actually appreciative of a lady candidate coming into the fray to say her place must be developed as it were. But I'm wondering how she is going to do it. Unfortunately, I couldn't listen to her. I actually, when you bring them, I get cut off on this other end. So what we need now is not somebody who is telling us that I'm going to fix the road. We want somebody who is going to say, I am going to do A, B, C, D to fix the road. This is where we are going to get the money we need so much to fix the road, rather than to just come and make promises. Because as I tell you, it's 41 years into independence. Promises have been made, but delivery has not been forthcoming. So I would have expected the esteemed prospective councillor or MP to actually specify how she is going to do this, how she will be able to withstand the abuse of authority by ZANU, where all the monies, the money from the Bulawayo City Council, for example, will be taken by the minister who will decide whatever they want to do. If you remember, there is another video where the president of ZANU is saying to people, those that you want to, where will they report? He was talking about the MTC Alliance saying, where are they going to report it to so that their problems are resolved? We will only take those submissions from ZANU PF people. So we want her to tell us how she is going to deal with that.
So, marvelous. Yeah, I think you can hear what Mr. Ngoi is saying. Basically, the councillor, the prospective councillor, was promising that she's going to take care of the articulation system. She would also take care of certain issues, you know, in the city of Bulawayo. So, but Mr. Ngoi is saying, you know what, instead of saying she's going to fix the road, she must tell us how she's going to fix the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the problem is. So, Baba Ngobe, what could be the Sindebele? Marvelous.
Yeah, Tina Njenge Freedom Alliance is called a Kulu Gubo Mama. You could have told this structure as a to see who Manga Band. Oh,
yes,
one of the
yeah, network yakho bengazani yakhumeka so sengibuzwa khona manje qhubeka ngizwe qhubeka baba.
Okay, ngicela ukuthi ngenzeke kanje. Okay, yeah. Yes. Thina ke siyakusekela ukuthi omama baphatheke kwezombusazwe. Kodwa ke siyamuzwa lapho uyakhuluma umama uMakhumalo. Angisezwanga kahle ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi ufuna ukuba ngukansila uthi uzalungisa izinto. Ngithi sithi ke thina 41 years lokho sitshelwa kuthiwe ngizakwenza umgwaqo. Kodwa ukuthi umgwaqo wakho uzawenza njani? Imali yakho uzayithatha njani? Izabe irezwe njani imali yakho? Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi imali lezi eziphuma khonapha sithi nxa kubobulawayo kukansila yakobulawayo ziyathathwa zisiwe eHarare imali lezi yakho. Ukuthi ziphume khona ngale zimbanwa nguminister ahlale phezu kwazo imali leziyana ziyesetshenziswa amakhampeyini engxenye awezanu kumbe kusemtorashanga khona. Sithi ke akasichazele kahle ke umuntu wakithi ukuthi uza kwenza njani, hayi ukuthi athi uza kwenza umgwaqo. Sifuna sitshele ukuthi uza kwenzani ukuze alungise imigwaqo lakho konke okunye okuhluphayo. Ngoba uhluphe sesilalo sokuyikuthi kufana lomuntu okhuluma ku-interview efuna umsebenzi. Ukhuluma athembise ikampani ukuthi uza kwenza izimanga, uthole ukuthi uzabe etshone lele ezihlalele esitulweni kungalanto ayenzayo. So sisesicela ke isesifuna idelivery izithembiso ezibonakalayo ukuthi lesi singenzeka lesi. Nxa umuntu esithi uzakuthengela athen uzakuthengela isitimela esehlile ukuthenga okulufudwanyana kwemota encinyane kuyahle kukutshengisa ukuthi into anithembisayo umuntu lo kayikho.
But certainly people have to make promises, right? These candidates.
Yes, that's how politics is. And politics is now the arena where you just promise anything. Uthembisa abantu isibhakabhaka ukuthi ngizabe ngizolibekela isibhakabhaka libukela ngama weekend. Kodwa ukwazi ukuthi angeke isibhakabhaka sakhona usilethe ebantwini.
Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa vanobe vachitaura kuti ehe zvakanaka hazvo kuti vanhu vari kuuya vanoita zvematongerwo enyika varikuda kuita makanzura kana varikuda kuita maMP vachiwanikwa ivo vachitaura kuti tiri kuzoita zvakati nezvakati, asi ivo semaonero avo vanofunga kuti vanhu vanofanira kuuya vane strategy yekuti vachazozviita sei, kuti kana vati vada kugadzira migwagwa vachaigadzira sei, panodiwa mari yakawanda sei kuti migwagwa iyi igadzirwe nezvimwe zvakadaro, kana vati ivo vada kugadzirisa nyaya yemvura vanofanira kutaura kuti mvura iyi vachaigadzirisa sei, panodiwa mari yakawanda sei kuti mvura ikwanise kunge yakachena. Ndokutaurawo kuri kuita vanyude, asi regai tiendere mberi nechirongwa chedu.
Yes, we still have got some other people that want to contest, and one of them is going to contest in Kulumane, and here he's talking to Esau Chisaspanda about what he's going to do for the people of Nkulumane.
Yes, namaskarana ke njalo ke Republican Party of Zimbabwe ke ongila ozancintisa ukhetho lwama by elections ka March 26 ningana ngoba
amini kama ngugregory last year incube umfana okhulele ozalele ewange ewange college hospital but uma ngazohlala khona ke Bulawayo, so ngumuntu okhulele eNkulumane from primary school, secondary school up to the grade ngumuntu onawakho amfana ekhaya. So yebo, ndemsebenzi yokuthula ngiyenza lokhu lokhana, but ngingene ku-Republican Party of Zimbabwe RPZ in abbreviation, sikhangelele ukuthi silungise
ibunjwe
2018. Yes, sikhangelele ukuthi silungise inhlupho esizibonayo njengabantu esigabeni. Siyabe sihlangana nenhlupho eziningi, kodwa siba labantu ababasezindaweni lezi bethi bayalungisa kodwa
yini osuke kakhulu okwenzakala eNkulumane la?
Uyabona eNkulumane sile ohluphi kakhulu singakhangela ebantwaneni besifazane, i-youth, girl child, labantu abangomama. Bahlezi bele nhluphu eziningi ezokuthi kudingakala ukuthi bancediswe ngoba abantu bangomama kumele banakekele. Kodwa lotha kule same problem from day one, ngimncane ngikhula ngiphuma endlini ngishiye umama ngikwazi uhlupho oluthile ngiphenduke futhi ngishele okufanayo lakathe esoke kuyinto efana nayo. So yikho esikudingayo ngoba ungananzela kulabanye abantwana abangakwanisi ukuthi bazithengele ama-toilets. There are other children who are not even able to pay school fees. Kulabanye ogogo abahleziyo abangekho la ku-pension fund okuthi uyathola ukuthi ebesehluleka lokuthi umzukulu wakhe amkhulise njani ngoba esoke kumthathe 7 i-birth certificate. Kulama problems amaningi esigabeni sokuthi athole bengela kudla abantwana bedubeka, uzithola umntwana ehlezi uyenza abanye abantwana besifazane begcine besiyakhomba ngenxa yokuthi she has to find a way to survive. So we must improve i-life yomntwana oyinkazana.
Uzokwenza njani iphathi yakhulu uli one infusa ukulobha ngakuloko ephalamente?
Well, nxa ithuba selikhona lokuthi ngene ephalamente ngihamba ngiyekhuluma kuselihlelabo sibonisane bangizwe ukuthi ngithini, ngoba ukukhala kwabo sisi bami labanabami uhlupho lwabo ngolwami.
Ane bakhala bathi even nxa yimembe ye-opposition ungazungena ephalamente akula nto ozayitshintsha lapha, wena ubona wani uzatshintshani?
Hayi, uyabona sengangingananzelela khona ukuthi kulabanye abantu abangenayo bahlale bephiwe futhi i-development fund kodwa bengenzi lutho, izibuyele i-development fund yana. Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi i-work with the community regardless of which political party they come from. Lihlale phansi lonke livumelane, lenze ama-project proposals, then when that money comes you sit down and vote on what to do concerning that money, le project ilabe liyibone i-productive to the community, then you do it. Akulanto eyihlula abantu.
Kuqala lapha eNkulumane bathini abantu nxa bekhuluma lawo?
Well, abantu ngobhuti bami, ngosisi bami, I've talked to many of them and they know and appreciate their way ukuthi ama-intentions ami ngawani, and I'm not a corrupt politician ukuthi mhlawumbe ngishona mbizi whatever ngikhijima ngithembisa abantu ezingekho, because mna my main aim is angifuni ukuthembisa umuntu lutho. I can promise my girlfriend, but I don't want to promise people things. I want ukuthi singeneni ku-ground sonke nini siyenze nini into okumele siyenze. Silungiseni isigaba sethu, than to be making promises to them for no reason.
So ufuna ukuthi usenzele abantu ukutshintsha?
Ngifuna ukusebenzela abantu sitshintshe isigaba sethu ngoba ngikhaya. Kulumane is ngoba ngikhaya. We don't need somebody. Kulumane is my home. We don't need somebody to come from somewhere.
That is Mr. Gregory Ndlovu, who is going to be looking for some votes, you know, in Kulumane. He says people should vote for his party. That is the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. And he says, you know, there's a lot that he can do for the constituency. And this is one thing for sure, you know, there are these constituency funds that are normally not being used in a very appropriate manner in terms of, you know, engagement with the community. So he says, if elected, he will use that money effectively to turn around Nkulumane in terms of many, many things. Marvelous.
I was under tripuns were a change of a community Republican Party, Kunkulumane, Vasora, Iwokuti, a Kanavaka Sarizwa, Vasangi Varkunza, Opunducho, Munjimbo, Yenkulumane, Momon of Tipane Marisa, I wonder, as no Piwa, Abo, Vanegavari, Munjimbo, Zavanu Mirira, the Vachas, Wanika Iwo, Vashanti Sakutiva, Munducho, Munjimbo, Ioi.
Yeah, so we still have maybe our last video. And this is the leader of the Republican Party. So, Esau Chisaspanda managed to get as many people as possible belonging to that party so that people can hear what other parties are thinking of.
between the Zonke and Zimbabwe, ngenkokheli yebandla le-Republican Party of Zimbabwe, enye amabandla eziphatheka kumkhankaso okhona kathesi wama-by-elections esizaba nayo mhla ka-26 March 2022. Esikukhuthazayo kakhulu njengebandla ukuthi abantu abaphumi ngobuningi babo bayirejista uvota. Sizwile ukuthi abezeki bazabe behambele indawana zonke ukuthi abantu bathole amathuba okubhalisa ukuvota, ngoba nxa ungabhalisanga ukuvota kunzima ukuthi uyevota. Kodwa sikhuthaza njalo ukuthi abantu nxa besiyavota bakwenze bekhululekile, kungabi khona ukuncindezelana nokuthi ukutshawa kwabantu besalisa ukuthi bakhampeni endaweni ezithile. Sifuna konke kube nokukhululeka, ngoba yiwumthetho weZimbabwe othi wona wonke umuntu ulelungelo lokwenza i-politics. So sinjalo siyiphathi yikho esikumeleyo. Sithembisa kakhulu ukuthi nxa sesikhethiwe sangena emahofisini sizakwenza lokho okufunwa ngabantu ukuguqula impilo zabo zisiba ngcono. Ngiyabonga.
Lapha-ke kuyavota usenkulumane.
Thina njengephathi silamakhandidethi wethu, lo khandidethi wethu uGrigory Ncube ozabe simele ngu-MP enkulumane constituency eyinye yama-constituency amakhulu kakhulu wobulawayo. Sibe naye njalo uStanford Nyoni ephumula constituency ozabe mele isigaba soku-MP no-Esnath Khumalo ku-Ward 12 elobhemula constituency. Sibathembile zinkokheli ezithembakeleyo lezi sezitshengisele ngokusebenza kwazo. Nxa ngikhuluma ngikhangela kakhulu uGrigory, ungomunye wabaculi. Ngilethemba ukuthi abaculi kuyabajabulisa lokhu ukuthi sebenomunye wabo obameleyo, ngoba abaculi baleyndingeko zabo labo abafisa ukuthi zilungiswe.
Leli bandla likhanele libandla elikhulayo ngawukhangele la malunga indawo yonke elizwe.
Ye, ibandla ukukhula kwalo baba Sibanda ukuthi umsebenzi esiwenzayo asikhangelanga kuphela khonapha kubulawayo lapho esikhona, sikhangelela iZimbabwe yonke. Siyaqhubeka sisebenza endaweni ezijiyeneyo, sinabo amalunga epharty endaweni zabomanicaland, sinabo eHarare, ngikhuluma nabalaleli, sinabo kumarch south, sinabo march central, march west. Asimanga kuphela, siyaqhubeka sigqugquzela ukuthi abantu bangene babe ngabalunga aleli bandla.
Nxa sikhangele kathesi-ke abantu abathi kethi kungani kungabanjani amabandla lawo amancane wonke, abanye bahlale ukukhuluma ngayo ukuthi ukhanya ukhaliphile, kungani kungabanjwana nabanye.
Ngibone ngathi kuyamele sibuyele emuva, ungakhumbula sasivele sinayo thina inkosi uMzilikazi eyayibumbe isizwe. Ukubumba isizwe ukuthi ungayenza ipolitiki zokwehlukanisa abantu. Abantu beZimbabwe kumele babumbane, ikakhulu ngangakhuluma ngabantu lapho endivela khona kwemathekeleland ukuthi akube nokubambana. Ukubambana kutho ukuthi ubani sokumele abe yinkokheli, ngoba isikhathi esiningi kuyaye kubambiswana ezikhundla. Noma sesibona olutho ngesolinye kodwa sisuka sesihluphana ukuthi ozasikhokhelela ubani. Akunandaba ukuthi okhokhelayo ngubani, okuqakathekileyo ukuthi asiguqulele impilo zabantu. Nxa sivumelane ukuthi okumele kwenziwe yilokhu, akukhathalekile ukuthi nguwe eza ongasikhokhelela. Nxa sikubona ukuthi uzimisele ungakwenza lokhu, lami ngiyinde ngizakusekela. Ndini angilandaba ukuthi malokhokhelayo engucelayo ukuthi kube nokubambana, kube nokuthula, sibe levisioni eyodwa, umbono owodwa othi wona sinokuthuthukisa elizwe.
Kunamaphathi amatsha abunjiwe nje kunile wechamse ebunjiwe, uthini ngakho lo? Uthini ngakho lo?
So there you are, marvelous. So that is Mr. Wanele Hlabangana. He is the leader of the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. He says people must unite, you know, so that they fight as a group. You know, he says it's far much better to fight as a group than to fight as individuals. So he's encouraging, you know, opposition parties to get together and, you know, make a plan, as the Steve Lingo always say. Make a plan for,
But what's very interesting to me, Gibbs, is the Republican Party. They seem to have quite a few candidates, but they have not been very vocal throughout the year. We're just seeing them during the election. What's your take?
No, I think perhaps they've been in Poland. You know, I posed that question personally to Mr. Hlabangana, and he said, you know, we're speaking through Poland. So I said, okay. But I never heard your voice in Poland. So maybe Mr. Ncube has got something to say there.
Thank you very much. Yes, we are also aware. I only heard about them, I think, late last year, that they were in Poland when we were talking about the cars and everything. Our problem is that we have parties that you will only see during election time. That is very concerning, especially for us who are looking at forging a united front against the authoritarian regime. So people like Dr. Hlabangani and others could do it far much better. They are talking about unity. They are very right on that one, because when you are united, the next person will actually advise you that we can't do things like this. You will sit down, then you share divergent views, then you will come up with the resolutions that you would actually market you better out there. So for them to come now, probably, it will be that they did not want to oppose ZANU-PF because they wouldn't enjoy whatever they are enjoying, within the confines of Poland. So that actually doesn't bode well for their campaign, I think.
Yes, marvelous. Can you chip in there? So there you are.
Apo tanga chukunzwa, tanga tanzwa isu kunye mchunga mirile batu re Republican Party vasitaura iwo kuti aiwa vashange vaine vanhu vazhinji vashange vari kukupidza. Saka ndabvunza ini kuna Gibbs kuti batu irireyo Republican Party hatinyanyonzwa nezvaro, tiri kungorinzwa panguva imwe yesarudzo. Akati iye aiwa iye akambotaura navo akavabvunzawo mubvunzo iwoyo vahlabangana vanova mutungamiriri webato iri vakataura kuti vari mugungano rePoland. Saka tazonzwa kubva kuna vanyude vari pano vachitaura ivo kuti zvinhu zvakadai hazviwanzofadza veruzhinji, nekuti vanhu vanenge vachida kuziva kuti zvii zviri kuitwa nemapato aya, kwete kumirira kusvika pava panguva yesarudzo kuti vanhu vazonyatsonzwa kuti vari kuda kunge vachiitira zvii kune vanhu vachavavhotera. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyaya yezvematongerwo enyika. Tinoona kuti pane mapato akasiyana-siyana, nyanya vanokwikwidza vatinozoona vachinyuka kana pave nesarudzo dzingave dziri dzemutungamiri wenyika kana sarudzo dzemabielections dzatakatarisana nadzo mwedzi unouya.
Kuti munovona mwazokangela vonani kuino kwezi kuti amavandla ave manengi nisikasoketi kwezi wakuini konoko.
The problem is that amavandla ikakhulu ngingathi akhokhelwa ngumdlandla womncintiswano. Umdlandla wokuthi kuyini okuzakwenziwa awukho. Kulo mdlandla wokuncintiswano ukuthi mina sengigijime phambili ngakuthiya ngafika ngadobha ibhanzi eliphambili. I-planning yonke kumbe ukuhlela konke kuba ngokuthi ngiyefika ngidobhe ibhanzi leliyana phambili. Esithi khona ku-unsustainable. Into i-sustainable development ifuna abantu abale sustained programs ukuthi lihlala phansi likhangele ukuthi vele kuyini esifuna ukukwenzela uZulu. UZulu uthi isikhathi esiningi amabandla yiwo atshela uZulu ukuthi mina ngingunube yimi sengilimela, kukanti abantu yibo kumele bathi khona Ncube sicela ukukuthuma ukuthi uyesenzela lokho. Kodwa nxa sihamba ngomncintiswano, mina sengivele ngila abanye ngifuna ukugijima mbachiye, ngigijima ngize kini khonapho. Kuyingqondo efakwe yizanu yona leyo ukuthi kwenziwa umncintiswano. Nxa umncintiswano suphelile, izithembiso zane bezikhona azigcwaliswa. Kumele ukuthi ube lama-excuse nxa after uqeda ukuvotelwa usuzakhala uthi no kulama-sanctions, kodwa ubukhankasa kulama-sanctions. Uzakhala uthi ZANU isingirobhile, kodwa ubukhankasa usazi ukuthi ZANU iyakurobha. Thina-ke sithi lingahlala ndawonye sibonisane ukuthi madoda asihlaleni phansi sihlele ukuthi sizwe ukuthi uZulu uthini, ufuna ukuthi simenzeleni. Njalo singabi sisiya kuZulu siyesikhala sisithi sesirojiwe. Asihlaleni phansi sibonisane senze into eqondileyo loZulu asitele. UZulu kade sikumbona eseze kwesinye isikhathi elingeka ukuthi avotele izandla. Usengathi kasakwazi kahle ukuthi kathi loba sikhala, sikhala inyembezi eziyizo kumbe sikhala inyembezi zezikhova. UZulu kasakwazi khonoko.
Yes, cela ufake khonoko ngesilungu baba. What a kuluma.
Yes, the problem is that our parties or our politics is guided by competition more than ideas and principles. The idea is to compete, then as long as you are going to get some token or some incentive after competition. That's what you think about. That has been entrenched by ZANU, where you blindly go for competition. You are seen as the macho man, the one that has won. But you are offering nothing at the end of the day. All the promises that you made are not there. So for the opposition, we are saying, we as the Freedom Alliance, we are saying we must come together so that we build something that is sustainable. We are not going to be electioneering every time. We need to sit down, talk to each other without competition being before us. Then we are going to have sustained politics, politics that is going to work for the masses. And it must be the masses that tell us or ask us to stand for them. But we are seeing a trend where politicians come and tell the masses to say, I'm representing you in what, 24 in Kai South, for example, or I'm your MP candidate. They don't even know. Because I'm actually doing it for my gain. It's not going to work for the people. And we as the Freedom Alliance, we are saying we need to have dialogue, we need to converge. And when we say people have spoken, they should really have spoken, not what ZANU says. ZANU will actually steal the vote. They will say people have spoken. We will also say people have spoken. Are we really sent by the people? Sometimes, largely, the answer is no. We are sending ourselves. And we are saying that should end.
Maybe also, you know, there have been some critics also of non-profit organizations like yourself, that you are also benefiting from, you know, some of the events that are happening. What's your view?
I do not know how the benefit is there. For us, we are a convergence of individuals, pressure groups, political parties are there, faith-based organizations, they are there. I do not see any gain because we are not people that will be funded to say, let's give you money, then you are going to do this. We are not like what ZANU will do to hire youth that are not working to go around talking to people or campaigning. How does a person who is unemployed, having no job, but is the one who is promising people that we are creating jobs? So we are not there. Our only gain, if ever is going to come, will be our freedom, where we are dealing with the people in honesty, we are following, we are transparent, we are democratic as it were. We are not just talking democracy, but we actually practice it. If we talk about gender parity, you will see it in our structures that we will have women holding influential positions in as much as men are doing. We are not an organization of promises, but we are an organization of delivery. That's why we are saying when you promise something, you must explain how you are going to do it so that we can see that is this realistic or this is just for competitive purposes.
Ndavabvunza ini ndikati asika pane vamwewo vanoshora kuti masangano mamwe akazvimirirawo naivowo vari kudya vachiwanawo mari kubva kune zviri kuitika munyika vabva vataura ivo kuti aiwa ivo sangano ravo isangano remubatanidzwa wevanhu vari kuzviitirawo basa rekuitira kuti vanyatsoona kuti zvii zviri kuitika saka hapana kwavari kuwanikwa ivo vachiwana mari yavangati ivo vangazonzi nevanhu vari kudya zvavanenge vachitaura ndo zvavari kuita saka vari kuti aiwa hachisi chokwadi kuti vanganzi nevanhu aiwa vapindawo kuti vadyewo sezviri kuitwawo zviri kutaurwawo nevanhu kunze uku.
Mr. Ncube, 10 seconds, your last word.
My last word is to say in the opposition, let's be mindful of the promises that we make. Lest we fall prey to the schemes and the doings of ZANU-PF, where you'll be promising people for 40 years. You always make tricks to promise this today, tomorrow you promise that, the next thing you are crying, saying that due to sanctions you cannot deliver. We need to be honest, transparent, democratic, and truthful to our suffering masses.
Aiwa, tinokutendai vese vanga vakatiteerera muzuva ranhasi tawanikwa isu tine vanyarikani waka wanda ipo pano pachirongwa chedu tanga tina vanyube titanzwa shakari kubwa kune avo vachange vari kukukwidza vanobva kumabato akasiyana siyana tanzwa kubva kuzano PF titanzwa kubva kune vamwe vari kutsigirawo NDC Alliance titanzwawo kune Republican Party VCCC nevamwewo vachivimbisa kuti vachange vari kuunza pundutso kana vachinge vawanikwa ivo vachipiwa mukana wokuti vapinde muparamende. Ini ndiri Mapla Sifananya huye ndiri muWashington.